Introduction: Why companies struggle with OKR implementation. Many organizations adopt OKRs expecting transformational results, yet a surprising number struggle to gain traction. We've heard most of the common problems with OKR implementation. Objectives are not aligned, KRs become a list of tasks, lack of discipline and cadence. OKRs are just another top-down directive. Teams and individuals sandbag or lowball OKRs. It's too cumbersome for a large organization. These issues are often attributed to the OKR methodology, but in reality, they are mechanical symptoms that can be resolved through good training and coaching. The deeper issue is the failure to lay the groundwork with clear expectations before implementation even begins. Laying the groundwork for successful OKRs. Companies need to be clear on a few fundamentals before implementation begins to avoid misunderstanding and frustration when implementing OKRs. Here are 10 things to know before implementation. 1. Expect a learning curve with OKRs. Unlike KPIs, which are relatively straightforward, OKRs are a transformational management framework that changes how organizations approach strategy, planning, and execution. This shift does not happen overnight and requires training, practice, and coaching. Most literature suggests it takes 6 months to a year to become comfortable with OKRs. In many cases, companies work with an OKR consultant for up to 2 years. 2. Understand why you are implementing OKRs. Managers will have a harder time buying into OKRs when the reasons are unclear. You must identify the problems or needs of an organization and describe how OKRs will remedy them. It's easier to get manager buy-in when you can clearly connect OKRs with challenges in their daily work. It makes it personal. 3. The CEO needs to be all in. In Ben Lamort's book, The OKRs Field Book, he states, "As with any change management program, an OKRs program will have almost no chance of success without executive support. In most cases, that executive support must come from the CEO, especially when OKRs are deployed across multiple departments. The organization needs to drum to the same OKR beat, and only the CEO can ensure that happens. OKRs are fundamentally about alignment. Everything starts at the top and cascades through the organization, including the priorities and expectations set by leadership. CEOs, don't let off the gas until you have traction. CEOs need to stay actively engaged with OKRs until they gain real traction. This can take up to 2 years of consistent leadership, monitoring, and reinforcement. But once OKRs take root, they become part of the operating rhythm, and the system begins to sustain itself. 4. You need clear mission and vision statements. You can't align your staff and projects if you don't have a starting point. With a goal-oriented strategy, it all starts with your mission and vision statements, and everything else cascades from there. It's essential for direction, alignment, and perspective. That's why it's called the North Star. In Objectives and Key Results, Niven and Lamort, it states, OKRs should never be created in a vacuum, but must be a reflection of the company's purpose, its desired long-term goals, and its plan to successfully defend market space. In other words, they should translate your mission, vision, and strategy into action. 5. Understand the importance of an external OKR coach. Becoming proficient in OKRs takes more than reading the essential books or getting certified. Real understanding comes from experience, the school of hard knocks, across multiple implementations and organizational challenges. An external OKR coach brings that experience. They've seen the common pitfalls before and can help you fast-track implementation while avoiding many of the early mistakes companies typically make when learning OKRs the hard way. Assign an internal OKR master. From day one, companies should appoint an internal OKR master to support rollout across teams and ensure proper execution after the external coach departs. This role requires a strong understanding of OKRs, supported by training, coaching, and experience working closely with the external coach. This is similar to the Scrum Master role in Agile software development, a dedicated function that ensures the framework is applied consistently and effectively across the organization. Let OKRs adapt to you, not the other way around. Companies will spend too much time agonizing over how their unique circumstances will work with OKRs. OKR is a framework, not a set of rigid rules and regulations. It's okay to tweak OKRs to fit your organization, and that's reiterated often in OKR literature. OKR is bendable. And once you know this, it makes implementation much easier. However, no matter how you adjust OKRs, you need to stay on track with the FACTS. Focus, alignment, commitment, trackability, and stretch. If you keep those basic tenets of OKR in mind, positive outcomes are almost certain. don't mandate company-wide OKRs, grow it. Some companies follow Google's lead and attempt to roll out OKRs across the entire organization at once, but this often creates resistance. Mandating OKRs can feel like a top-down directive rather than an enabling framework. OKRs should feel inspirational and aspirational, not imposed. Instead of forcing full adoption, it is more effective to introduce OKRs gradually, team by team. Start with managers who are open to the approach and use early successes to demonstrate value. An OKR coach working closely with these teams can help prove the impact through results, which naturally encourages other teams to adopt the framework. This creates organic growth with far less resistance. Understand OKR versus project management. OKRs are a company-wide management framework focused on goal setting. They define direction, not execution. They point the way but do not describe the tasks required to get there. Execution belongs to project management, which handles work such as marketing campaigns, product development, quality testing, and software delivery. The relationship between OKRs and project management is often unclear in OKR literature, yet it is essential for successful implementation. The connection between the two is made through initiatives, the concrete work that supports key results. OKR software can also be integrated with project management tools, allowing execution progress to be reflected directly within OKR tracking systems. Don't expect OKRs to go right the first time. OKRs are a framework, not a rigid methodology. They require adjustment and refinement, and early attempts will often include mistakes before meaningful results emerge. This is intentional. OKRs are designed to be iterative. The process is a continuous cycle of planning, execution, reflection, and improvement. Success with OKRs is not about getting everything right immediately, but about making steady progress over time. Conclusion: laying the groundwork with clear expectations is the key to OKR implementation. OKR implementation is much like starting an exercise program. It feels simple at first, but it's easy to lose momentum. That is why realistic expectations must be set from the beginning. OKRs require time, learning, and adjustment. Success depends heavily on sustained CEO involvement during the early stages to build traction and alignment. The most effective implementations start small, typically with one or two pilot teams, allowing results to demonstrate value and encourage wider adoption. Ultimately, OKRs succeed when organizations combine structured training, practical experience, and experienced coaching to guide the transition, while building internal capability to sustain the framework over time.